the meeting was productive, and that Helen McAtee assured us that she would look at this, and she was made aware of certain things that weren't told to her, and that she would look into this, and she would get back to us. And we did. Myself and all the other political figures who are involved in this have said that the main thing for everybody involved in this is the duty of care to the staff of the Donegal Education Centre.
Do you think then, Deputy Ward, that there's a renewed sense of hope following that meeting that perhaps this decision, which seems more or less final, could be in fact reversed?
Well, hopefully now that she, if she looks into this in the manner that she has said that she would, then common sense will prevail. The centre's been there for 27 years. It has worked. Now, to say that all of a sudden it hasn't worked, that would be a falsehood. And I think that we need to realise that these six or seven women that are working in this centre have provided an essential service to teachers in Donegal. And the failure of transparency in this whole issue has led us to where we are right now.